Question: there is a brother here in Trinidad and Tobago. He openly disparages Sheikh Ubaid al-Jabari and Sheikh Abdullah al-Bukhari while still holding up Yahya al-Hujuri, even though he has been refuted openly by the ulama, amongst other issues. How do you advise with regards to this individual? I presume, Ikhwan, that it's a reference to Musa Millington, who is from the Fools of Trinidad. Yeah, I said it. Musa Millington, who is from the Fools of Trinidad. And an individual, brothers and sisters, that I advise you to stay clear of. An individual, brothers and sisters, whose advice or whose statements fall into nothing but the statements of those who have opposed the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and opposed the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A man who is a jahil. Nothing from the knowledge of the deen of this religion. Nothing from the knowledge of the deen. Nothing from the knowledge of this methodology or manhaj. An individual, Ikhwan, who didn't make malazama to any of the mashaykh, and anyone who was in Medina will know that. Regardless of how he tries to feign and put up a facade of him sitting with Ahlul Ilm. Never sat with anyone from Ahlul Ilm. And we worked day and night to try and give him dawah to the sunnah during that time. Never sat with anyone from Ahlul Ilm, Ikhwan. Waqi'ah. Fiqhul waqi'ah, this is waqi'ah. Never sat with anybody from Ahlul Ilm, yet still now his teeth are dripping with the blood of the flesh of the back of the ulama. Chunks of meat falling from the man's mouth. Musa Millington. And then has the audacity to stand alongside Yahya al-Hujuri, who our scholars, Ikhwan, have refuted in numerous writings, in numerous recordings, numerous sittings. And no one holds on to this man other than fools like him. And so my advice then to the brothers, Ikhwan, is that the brothers fear Allah, Ikhwan, with your deen. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your deen. And hold on to those who are known for their knowledge of the deen and for sunnah and salafiyah, and holding on to the advice of the ulama, Ahlul Ilm. The ulama. And when we're speaking of Ahlul Ilm, we're speaking of the very individuals that he disparages. The very individuals that he speaks ill of. The very individuals, Ikhwan, that his mouth and his teeth are dripping with the blood of. The likes of Ubaid al-Jabari, Sheikh Abdullah. This man stands and has the audacity to speak about them. And then he's raised here in Trinidad as a person of knowledge. Wallahi, Ikhwan, Trinidad, this is the situation in Trinidad. And the people of Sunnah accept that. People of Sunnah accept that, honestly. That somebody would make these statements and speak ill of Ahlul Ilm. And we sit down and we accept that. Are we easy with that? Come on, Ikhwan, subhanAllah al-Azim.